It's Monday, November 14th, 2016. This is a special post-election episode of The Sounds in My Head. I'm not really going to talk on this episode. I'm just going to play songs that capture my mood, kind of comfort food songs, mostly bands I like a lot, not new songs much, mostly just old songs that I like that are where I'm at. I'll come back and say what everything was at the end.
Thank you. Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart, it will astound you. And I need your loving like the sunshine. Change your heart, look around you. Change your heart, it will astound you. I need your love.
trouble, oh, trouble set me free. I have seen your face and it's too much for me. Trouble, oh, trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away and there's nothing much left of me. Made your world mine, so won't you be fair? So won't you be fair? I don't want no more of you, so won't you be kind to me? Just let me go where I have to go there. Trouble. Trouble, move away. I have seen your face and it's too much for me today. Trouble, oh, trouble, can't you see? You have made me a wreck, now won't you leave me in my misery? Won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, oh, trouble, please be kind. I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
Smile. exactly do you think they're gonna do when they find out that you lied? Then again, I can't imagine what you ever could have said to keep them fooled for all this time. And you smile as if it matters now.
Has come to pass. President Trump, a man who many of us treated as a buffoon and only took seriously as a threat at the 11th hour, will be the 45th president of the United States, with a Republican Congress behind him and with at least one vacancy, probably more, on the Supreme Court to fill. So, what went wrong, and how bad is this? Trump has ascended to power despite showing every sign of being dangerously unfit for it, and by exposing in himself and in the electorate the worst that America has to offer: racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, a contempt for the most vulnerable among us, intimations of fascism, a positive love of bullying, total disdain for our democratic institutions, a willingness to make threats of political violence just for the fun of it, a contempt for science, and a love of conspiracy theories. The irony is, if he had been merely half as bad, he would have seemed worse. He would have been more recognizably dangerous. There were so many awful moments that the media couldn't focus on them for long enough. or weigh their significance. And the big things were as big as they get, right? Climate change is a hoax. Why can't we use our nuclear weapons? Maybe nuclear proliferation is a good thing. Let the Saudis and the Japanese and the South Koreans build their own nukes. Who's to say we should support our NATO alliances? What have they done for us? Putin is a great leader. Maybe we should just default on our debt, cut a better deal. Any one of those things should have ended it. But of course, the little things were just as weird and should have been just as disqualifying. I mean, we have just elected a president who has bragged about invading the dressing rooms of beauty pageant contestants so that he could see them naked, when they were effectively his employees. I mean, he owned the pageant. And then he even bullied some of these young women publicly, some on social media in the wee hours of the morning while campaigning for the presidency. And then he denied doing any of these things when no denial was even possible. And we had all seen his tweets. And in response to the astonishment of the media, he looked the American people in the eye and said, "No one respects women more than I do. No one." I mean, there are really no words to describe how far from normal we have drifted here.
Don't let me get carried away. Sometimes everything is wrong. Slide.
Thank you.
Before we go, I should tell you what everything was. Weird Spiritualized, Feeling So Sad, Gary Jewell's Mad World, DJ Shadow's Dark Days, Beck's Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometimes, Cat Stevens' Trouble, Saturday Looks Good to Me's Disaster, the original cast members of King Kong from the Amandala soundtrack with Sad Times, Bad Times, The Sunday's Cry, Elliott Smith's King's Crossing, REM's Everybody Hurts, The Magnetic Field's The Saddest Story Ever Told, Leaky Lee's Sadness is a Blessing, and finally Squirrel Nut Zippers' It's Over. I'll probably do more shows at some point in the future. Thanks for listening.